So speaking of new agents in phase three, the last couple of years we've been talking with hopeful optimism about the strategy of what's been called anti-stem cell therapy. And specifically, there's an agent out there, napabucosin, which I was trying to get excited about. And now I see maybe I shouldn't get excited about because the so-called BRITER trial, and we've seen a press release. What is napabucosin and what do we know at this point and where's it heading?
BBI, what is it, 608 is an agent that is supposed to affect stemness. And, I think I must applaud the company. It's probably the most novel sort of pathway or the most novel way in which we're theoretically attacking these cells. And, I think the idea of targeting some sort of a stem cell that's quiescent and doesn't respond well to cell cycle poisons is a very, very ideal way in targeting cancer. I think ultimately, again, it's the question of if that's really how this drug works and if it really does work. There's a variety of stemness pathways. It's STAT3, Wnt, and there's a whole host of pathways that seem to be involved in this. And I think that I was, for instance, disappointed in the colorectal data that was generated with this drug as well. So I think that if I were to handicap some of these ongoing phase three studies based on the colorectal data and the fact that stemness should probably be very similar between colorectal cancer and gastric cancer, I probably wouldn't handicap this drug very highly. But it's clearly it's an interesting mechanism, and if we could somehow target this, I think that potentially this would be a very important pathway. So I think that we'll see. We have a robust phase three study. It's, I think, a reasonable design of paclitaxel with or without BBI 608. And we'll see if it's positive or not. But I think that, as you pointed out, some of the preliminary data is a little worrisome.